Hello, friends. Thank you for joining me on another episode of the Mr. Worldwide Podcast, where we discuss everything cars. Fixing them, buying them, selling them, cleaning them, the news, business, and more. If you haven't already done so, subscribe to this podcast. Check out my website where I have a blog, MrWillWide415.weebly.com, and check out my social media. I'm on Instagram at MrWillWide415. This month's episode will probably be broken up into a mini-series, so make sure that you tune in and catch them all because it's going to be about buying brand new cars. So, without further ado, let's buckle up and shift into gear because we're rolling out. Alrighty, friends. So, over the years in my automotive career, I've had several friends ask me to help them buy a car. After I worked at the dealership, it was to help them buy brand new cars. Before that, I would help my friends go and look at used cars. I'd give it a once over, go on the test drive with them, and poke my head around just to make sure that the car was in good shape. But as I learned more about the car business and I learned how to buy and sell brand new cars, I had more friends ask me for tips on how to make sure they weren't getting ripped off, how to make sure they got a good deal, how to make sure that they're buying the right car or getting good terms from the bank or from the dealer. So I think that the best way to go about doing that, because there's so much information when it comes to buying new cars, is to make a mini-series. I'm planning on making somewhere between 6 and 12 episodes. Each episode will be under 10 minutes, or I'll do my best to keep it under 10 minutes, because I like talking a lot. So we'll go ahead and discuss different topics about buying a brand new car. I think the first one we're going to cover is going to be money. Ooh, scary. I know, talking about money makes a lot of people uncomfortable. But it's something that you have to discuss. You can't get around it because you're asking to borrow a lot of money and make payments on it for a depreciating liability. So you have to be comfortable not only discussing your finances, but discussing what it is you're trying to do with that money when you're going to the dealership or going to the bank and asking for a loan. So just that alone is going to be a 10-minute episode. I've been very, very fortunate and blessed that I have a skill that allows me to help my friends and family understand cars better, whether it's repairs they need or looking at brand new cars or what to do when they try to go to sell their car. So I want to make sure that I use that skill and talent to help as many people as I can. So I ask that you share this podcast, share my website, share my Instagram profile with friends of yours who may be interested in learning more about cars. For a country who has so many cars on the road, a lot of us don't really know what it takes to buy and own and maintain a car. Too often I hear about friends and family who go and buy a new or used car, and not only was the experience of buying the car a bad one, but then they're not happy with the car long term. As a car salesman, I noticed that the people who were the happiest buying their cars and had the least amount of stress and drama were folks who came prepared. They had their financing pre-approved. They came with all of their documentation ready to go, so proof of income, proof of residency. They had their insurance already to go. And if they had a trade-in, it was already emptied out. It was cleaned and washed. They had the pink slip in their hand or the loan paperwork for that car if it had a loan on it. And they were in and out in a matter of 1 to 2 hours, right? Literally, the majority of that time is just detailing the car and waiting to get into the finance office to sign paperwork. On the other end, customers who were not prepared, on average, were at the dealership trying to buy a car for somewhere between 4 and 8 hours. Yes, you heard me right. Up to 8 hours, an all-day affair to buy a car. Why is that? Well, If you don't know what your credit score is and you haven't done the math and you don't know what you can afford on a monthly basis and you have to wait to get the approval from the bank, it's quite a bit of a headache, really. It can also lead to some heartbreak. I can't count the number of times I had customers, unprepared customers, come on the lot to look at mid-size SUVs or fully loaded sedans. They had, I'm sorry to use this term, but they had champagne tastes on a beer budget. Why? Well, it's scary talking about money, and the whole world of buying a brand new car is kind of a mystery to a lot of folks. So with this mini-series, I hope to really help as many people as I can understand the whole process of buying a brand new car, give you some tips and ways to avoid the headaches and stresses that might come with buying a brand new car. So we'll discuss everything from the money side of things to the paperwork side of things to actually shopping and test driving the car and what to expect once you're in the dealership sitting down signing paperwork. And of course, being that we're all about cars, I'm also going to help you along your journey after you get your brand new car home. Want to make sure that that brand new car stays working and reliable and looking nice for as long as possible, especially if you are like the average American, where you trade your car in or buy a new car every 3 to 5 years. So when you finish paying that car off, you're likely going to want to go out and buy another brand new one because you just get sick and tired of the car. Or if you didn't maintain it well, it start breaking down and it's time to replace it for other safety reasons. So with all that said, I want to thank everyone who takes the time to listen to my crazy ramblings on this podcast. The podcast is now on Spotify, iTunes, and Breaker. So thanks to Anchor, this podcast will hopefully reach more people so that we can spread some knowledge and have a good time talking cars. So please make sure that you subscribe, make sure that you share the information, make sure that you follow me online on Instagram, check out my website, read my blog. And if you want to, feel free to reach out to me. Anchor has a voice message feature where you can send me a voice message. You can send me a private message on Instagram. You can reach out to me via email on my website. So if you have an idea for an episode or there's something you want me to talk about and maybe shine some light on, by all means, feel free to reach out. With all of that said, make sure that you tune in for the new car mini-series. I'm going to try to release one episode a week. And as I mentioned earlier, it's going to be somewhere between 6 and 12 episodes, roughly 10 minutes apiece. If it goes longer, sorry guys, but it was probably a good topic to discuss. Again, thank you for joining me, and I look forward to seeing you guys and hearing from you guys on the next episode of the Mr. Will Wide Podcast. Later.